T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, Show and Vern. Final hour, we'll hand things off to the guys from The Drive, broadcasting live from Winning Streaks. Winning Streaks inside Harrah's, North Kansas City. Man, we always have a good time out there. I would recommend the spicy chicken sandwich, these amazing pickles and chopped up jalapenos. Fries are a home run. The bun is wonderful. So The Drive, they'll be live from Winning Streaks today from 2 to 6. And then tomorrow, we got K-State basketball as they open up the NCAA tournament against UC Irvine. That'll start at 12 noon. We'll watch the game together at Winning Streaks. Jay Binkley will have Bink at Night live from Winning Streaks tomorrow night from 6 to 9 right here on your home for Wildcat Athletics, 610 Sports Radio. One more reminder of the big news concerning the Kansas City Royals' opening day is just a week away. A reminder that Tuesday, every 15 minutes on Tuesday, we will give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to opening day. We'll give away 17 pairs of tickets to opening day on Tuesday between 10 and 2. You all know how we've done in the ratings. That has to reflect great odds on you of winning those tickets. So make sure you're listening Tuesday starting at 10 a.m. Show and Vern, your chance to win Royals opening day tickets. Still to come, we'll get to the big news of the day. Tyreek Hill and the rumor put out by the best in the business, Jay Glazer. That's coming up in 15 minutes. But before we get to that, yesterday, Le'Veon Bell of the New York Jets spoke with Sports Illustrated. It's like a half-hour conversation at SI.com. I watched most of it. I would recommend you not watch it. It's very boring, to be quite honest with you. It was a good read. It was a good article, but the video, the interview, very boring. But I still watched it because I think there's something that we in Kansas City could learn from the Le'Veon Bell situation. But before we get to what exactly he said, what the lesson is to be learned from what he said, let me make it clear that Ben Roethlisberger is an awful leader. And I think he is the number one reason why things have gone south in Pittsburgh. You got a pie chart. Ben Roethlisberger has the biggest piece of pie when we're doling out blame. The general manager, the head coach, of course, second and third respectively, but the lack of leadership from Ben Roethlisberger, I think, is the top culprit in Pittsburgh. Because Ben has been given the keys to that city, it's just his ego has got the better of him once again. He's already ran off Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell. I've read a lot about Ben Roethlisberger, surprisingly enough. It just so happened there was a great piece on Ben in Sports Illustrated when I was traveling once. And man, this dude has turned his back on quite a lot of people in his life. People that really didn't slight him, maybe didn't always come to his defense, but even the smallest slight has led Ben Roethlisberger to completely cut people out of his life. Doesn't seem to be the best leader. Doesn't seem to be the best friend, and my personal opinion, he doesn't seem to be the best person. That's just my opinion. But here's what Le'Veon Bell had to say about Ben Roethlisberger and his leadership ability and the hierarchy in Pittsburgh.
it's like Ben, and then like Jim. He's like, it's like they all like, it seems like they're all on the same level, and everybody else is like lower.
Okay, so it's Ben, the GM, and then all the rest of the players.
In a sense.
Well.
That's the vibe I got. I'm just saying, when I got to the Jets, I feel like I can talk to you and you can talk to me. We it's even. Everything's even.
Right, okay. But yeah, but you felt in Pittsburgh that the quarterback.
I didn't feel in Pittsburgh that we're even. I don't feel like we're even. I never felt that. And at that time, that's all I knew. I'm just thinking that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. You weren't even.
Because I was never in a different situation. I was never nowhere else. I'm just thinking, yeah, that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like if we're teammates, we're teammates. We're all on the same thing.
Mm-hmm. And you felt like you weren't even with Ben.
Ben is Ben. He's the quarterback. At the time, I'm thinking that's how it's supposed to be. He's supposed to be like that. Like, don't get me wrong, quarterbacks are leaders. And yeah, everybody goes to the quarterback. It is what it is. But it's like, it's still, you're still a teammate. At the end of the day, you're not, you know what I'm saying, you're not Kevin Colbert.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're not Mr. Rooney. We're still teammates.
Yeah, I mean, certainly several players, you know, Antonio, Josh
Harris.
Right,
right. Okay, so that's from Sports Illustrated. Again, you heard how I feel about Ben Roethlisberger. But man, Le'Veon Bell's acting like he doesn't know the game right there. I'm not defending Big Ben. Here's what I'll say is the cautionary tale that can be learned from what went down in Pittsburgh. The cautionary tale is, Patrick, you must do better. Because I believe that a quarterback should be held to a higher standard, or let me put it a different way, I think a quarterback should be treated differently than the other 52 guys in that locker room. The quarterback is more important than everyone else. You know, we like to act here in Kansas City like, oh my God, Ben Roethlisberger is out of control. And he himself, yes, he is out of control. But the organization treating him like he is above the rest of his teammates, that's going to happen if it's not already happening here in Kansas City. Because there isn't anyone within the Chiefs more important than Patrick Mahomes. He should have a feeling of, I'm superior to everyone else. I mean more to this organization than everyone else. So when I hear Le'Veon Bell say, I didn't feel even with Ben Roethlisberger. Oh, I didn't feel like we were equals. Well, it's not the Steelers' job to make you guys feel like equals. Because you need to know that a quarterback is always your superior. Now, you might not like hearing this, Chiefs fans, but the onus is on Patrick Mahomes to make his teammates feel like they're equals, even though, with a wink and a nudge, the other 52 players in that Chiefs locker room, they understand that Patrick Mahomes is the big dog. Right, Peyton Manning was the big dog in Indianapolis and in Denver. Drew Brees was the big dog, is the big dog in New Orleans. But they had an ability to, yes, be superior, be treated differently by the GM and the owner. But when they're inside the locker room, they're one of the guys. Patrick Mahomes has done a great job of that through two seasons. Being 23 helps. But as we move on in his career, the onus is on him to, while having an ear to Clark, or excuse me, having Clark Hunt's ear, having Brett Veach's ear, having Andy Reid's ear, being treated almost more like a coach than a player, have the ability to be two different people. Be that player that's bigger than the organization in one aspect of life. But when inside that locker room, the other 52 guys look at you as just another teammate. So a Travis Kelce, a Tyreek Hill, when they think about Patrick Mahomes, they don't say what Le'Veon Bell said. They always feel like, he makes me feel like an equal. I know we're not. I know the organization prioritizes his desires and his wants. But man, when I'm kicking it with Patrick Mahomes, he always makes me feel like we're equals. Peyton was great at that. Drew Brees was great at that. Brett Favre was awful at that. I covered Brett Favre at the end. I covered Aaron Rodgers at the beginning. At the beginning, it's easy because you're still trying to prove yourself. Aaron Rodgers was one of the guys early on, but as he aged and the players around him got younger, he became, I don't want to say a different person, but had a different ego in that locker room. Not only was it known amongst the players that Rodgers was held on a pedestal, Rodgers made sure that they knew that he was above them. The ego's a funny thing. And it's going to be very interesting to see how Patrick Mahomes handles that ego moving forward. Because as time goes on, he's going to start getting older, more mature, and receive more accolades than his teammates. If that gets to him, if that gets to his head, we're going to be in the same situation that they were in Pittsburgh, where not only is the organization treating the quarterback like he's better than everyone else, the quarterback is letting everyone else know that he's better than them. The thing that Patrick has going for him is his background, is LaTroy Hawkins, is his father, Pat Mahomes. And of course, I don't know his mother's background, but I've heard just great things about the home and the environment that she created. The fact that he grew up in a clubhouse, I hope, helps. I've heard great things about his leadership ability, how to connect with teammates, how to treat everyone like a man. And I hope as that continues, when he becomes that 27, 28, 29, 30-year-old quarterback, and he's playing with 24, 25-year-old wide receivers, that those guys, instead of looking at him with awe, with reverence, as if he's an untouchable figure inside this locker room, I hope that he makes it known that I'm just like you. I'm just another teammate. Because if not, you're going to make the same mistakes that the individuals in Pittsburgh have made.
I love them.
You know what that means? When we hear Ron the Show Hughley, that means it's time for Scores on the Tens. I guess this is how we're going to do it for sure. All right, scores every 10 minutes here on 610 Sports Radio. First of all, in the East region, 10th-seeded Minnesota on top of 7th-ranked Louisville, 76-64, 2:51 to play in regulation. We might go 1-for-1 in upsets. The first game looks like it's going to be a 10 over a 7. Game 2 is now into the second half as well, also in the East region. 3rd-seeded LSU on top of the 14-seed Yale Ball Club, 57-46, LSU on top of Yale. Two other games underway. Auburn leads New Mexico State in that 5-12 matchup. Auburn on top, 28-22, less than 4 remaining in the first half. The winner will take on Kansas if Kansas is able to get past Northeastern at 3 o'clock. And just underway in the West region, 13-seeded Vermont leads 4-seeded Florida State. That's 10-7, just about 5 minutes in to that game. Quick timeout when we get back. The latest on the big Tyreek Hill news. That's next on Show and Vern.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Stay tuned. Coming up, before we hand things off to The Drive, we'll give you an opportunity to win an MVP golf cart. Gets you on some of the best courses in the area. It's like $340 worth of golf, and you could just win it for free. 40 minutes left in the show. You'll have a chance to win the MVP golf card in less than 30 minutes. We're 10 minutes away from my favorite segment of the week. Steve's 32 comes your way at 1:35. But as mentioned, the biggest story of the day, I think that's fair to say, bigger than the NCAA tournament, at least until Kansas plays at 3 o'clock. The biggest story here locally came out right before our show started and really changed the whole course of this program. God bless it. I'm trying to get to the story, but all right, scores on the tens. as if everyone doesn't have a cell phone, as if you're not in front of a computer. All right, here we go. Scores on the tens. Every 10 minutes, we're going to tell you what's going on in the NCAA tournament. Looks like we are going to have an upset right out of the gate. We got about 42 seconds remaining in the East region. 10-seeded Minnesota leads Louisville 80-71. A 9-point spread with 42 seconds to play. Elsewhere in that East region, 8 minutes remain in regulation. The 3rd-seeded Tigers of LSU lead 14-seeded Yale 61-54. Moving on to other games underway, the winner moves on to possibly face Kansas in the next round. 5th-seeded Auburn on top of New Mexico State 31-29 as they approach halftime. And finally, 13-seeded Vermont squeaking by Florida State right now. Florida State a 4-seed. Vermont leads 16-14 with just under 11 to play in the first half. All right, so before I was rudely interrupted, the story of the day comes from Jay Glazer. And again, Jay Glazer is, in my opinion, the most reliable voice in football. Arguably the most reliable voice in sports reporting. Now, he's not breaking stories left and right like Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport. That's not really his job. He has so many jobs, and he's so intertwined with these players, GMs, and other front office personnel. It's my opinion he's viewed more as an equal than as a reporter. You know, guys like Rappaport and Schefter and Therese Paylor, they're terrific, but Jay Glazer's like working out with these guys, trains with these guys. They trust him unlike anybody that I've ever seen. In fact, Jay Glazer was the one when asked in a mailbox edition of his article on The Athletic, he was asked for a bold prediction heading into the offseason, and he said that the Giants would trade Odell Beckham Jr. He was crucified for it and ultimately vindicated when Odell Beckham Jr. was ultimately traded to the Browns. So, again, the latest edition of his mailbox at The Athletic, he was asked about the Tyreek Hill situation and the investigation that Tyreek is involved in, the investigation into the battery, child neglect, or abuse that happened at Tyreek's home. Jay Glazer wrote, quote, "On a separate note, even if none of this happened, there were questions in Kansas City about whether they could re-sign Tyreek Hill. I heard some rumblings at the start of free agency that his name was being thrown about in trade talks, but at the time thought it had to do with his contract more than anything else. I think this one will take a little while to play out." So there's really two ways to look at it. One, and this is where my mind went immediately, was free agency started after the first alleged incident involving Tyreek Hill's household. That happened on March 5th. Free agency started on the 13th. So it was about a week's time between the first incident and the start of free agency. Jay Glazer writes, "I heard rumblings at the start of free agency that Tyreek's name was being thrown around in trade talks." So the first inclination from me, and I think from a lot of people, is the Chiefs heard about this alleged incident, got understandably freaked out because of Tyreek Hill's past and what they've already gone through over the past few years with Tyreek and Belcher and Kareem Hunt, and said, all right, we got to get rid of this guy. Let's see what we could get for him, if anything. That's where I want to go immediately. But then there's the part of me that wonders, man, are they really concerned? Something that Bob Fesco has brought up for weeks now. I'm not paying anyone other than Patrick Mahomes. There's a concern, and man, that's really starting to grow inside of me, that concern that, holy crap, are the Chiefs not only stealing a play out of the Packers playbook of as long as we have Aaron Rodgers, we don't need anything else? Are they really of a like mindset with Patrick Mahomes of, as long as we have him, we don't need this dynamic weapon? Are they stealing a page out of the Packers playbook and the Steelers playbook when they openly admit that everyone is replaceable outside of the quarterback? Because that's troublesome. Now, I agree, when you have a player the caliber of Patrick Mahomes, that does make a handful of players expendable. Offensive linemen, wide receivers, running backs, tight ends, for the most part, man, unless you are a sensational talent, you are replaceable when we have a guy the caliber of Patrick Mahomes. But every once in a while, there's a player comes along that's different. Offensive linemen are replaceable, but you're not finding another Orlando Pace or Jonathan Ogden. No, those are guys that you pay because you know they're different. Antonio Brown, to me, is one of those guys that's different. DeAndre Hopkins, Julio Jones, Odell Beckham Jr., and Tyreek Hill. I think he is different. When I hear Bill Belichick gloss and love on Tyreek Hill and talk about him in a way that I've never heard him talk about another current NFL player, yeah, that knocks me on my backside. That lets me know that there is no question Tyreek Hill is the second most important player on this team. And while you don't have to lie to Tyreek and tell him he's as important as Patrick Mahomes, because we would all see through that BS, you need to make sure, in my opinion, you need to make sure Tyreek Hill feels appreciated in Kansas City. He shouldn't feel as if he's expendable, that we can find another one of you, like the Steelers did to Antonio Brown. So definitely something to keep an eye on. If the Chiefs are already letting it be known that Tyreek Hill is replaceable, that likely will lead to an angry Tyreek Hill in 2019, a Tyreek Hill that is anxious to get out of Kansas City, because don't get it twisted. Let's remember, Tyreek Hill's agent, Drew Rosenhaus, is the same agent that represented Antonio Brown, who orchestrated his way out of Pittsburgh and screwed over the Steelers. You saw what they got in return. Don't make that mistake, Andy. Do not make that mistake. Speaking of a mistake, Steve's 32 coming up next.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Welcome back, Show and Vern. Show on vacation. He'll be back on Monday. Steve's 32 coming up momentarily. Your chance to win an MVP golf card coming up as well. Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306 from the 913. Vern, Tyreek Hill makes Patrick Mahomes better more so than Patrick Mahomes makes Tyreek Hill better. I'm with you. Tyreek Hill helped make Alex Smith an MVP candidate. Now, I believe that Patrick Mahomes is an MVP candidate with or without Tyreek Hill. Let me say that. Patrick Mahomes is a star. But the combination of that arm talent with that speed, I mean, you don't see that very often. That's Marino and Duper. That's Brady and Moss. That's once a generation. Tyreek Hill forces defenses to play completely different. You can't just replace Tyreek Hill. There's no question that Tyreek Hill is the second most important player on this Chiefs team. From the 816, the Packers playbook is also the Patriots playbook. That might be in reference to what Fesco talks about of the Patriots playbook of not paying anyone other than the quarterback. And to reiterate a point we make very often on this show, don't compare anyone to the New England Patriots. Because, yes, you have a great coach, but you don't have the greatest coach. Furthermore, your coach is an offensive genius, and your quarterback is an offensive genius. While in New England, you have a great quarterback, offensive genius, and the greatest head coach who is the greatest defensive mind of all time in Bill Belichick. So you can't make that comparison. It's a final from Des Moines. 10-seeded Minnesota has knocked off Louisville 86-76. So one final in the books, and it is indeed an upset. Your chance to win an MVP golf card coming up momentarily, but let's get to it. Steve's 32. My favorite segment of the week.
I don't know if it's going to be good. Number 32. God, man. The Oakland Raiders. It tickles me that Derek Carr is becoming such good friends with Antonio Brown, only to realize that John Gruden is clearly going to draft Kyler Murray. We're going to see Derek Carr and his mascara cry again.
No question.
Number 31, the Buffalo Bills. Mitch Morse thinks Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes are very similar players. I think the Chiefs let Mitch Morse go because he has CTE. Number 30.
Good God, man. Serta. Hey, Mitch. Mrs. Morse. I think they have a baby. Good God. He may have CTE, but it's not evident already. That is.
He's also a really nice guy.
I've never heard anything bad about him. I'm glad he got his money.
I like him.
I hope if he gets another concussion, he hangs it up and takes that money.
Bad comparison, Mitch. Number 30, the Tennessee Titans. Marcus Mariota and Ryan Tannehill, the epic QB battle that no one wants. When we have QB battles like this from now on, I think they should actually compete American Gladiator style for the starting job. I would watch that.
I'd watch that.
Number 29, the San Francisco 49ers. 49ers going in the opposite direction of the rest of the NFL. While the rest of the league is devaluing running backs, they are just signing 14 of them. Number 28, the Denver Broncos. The video of Chad Kelly being chased by a guy with a vacuum is incredible.
Incredibly sad.
We've all been there when visiting Denver. Number 27.
Wait, I thought he was drunk.
The Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys fans are really arguing about whether Randall Cobb is better than Cole Beasley. It's Cole Beasley.
Cole Beasley's better? I don't understand exactly what you're saying.
Oh, yes. Randall.
Oh, I disagree. I disagree. I don't have much love for Cole Beasley.
He's a better rapper. That's why he's better.
Okay, that's fair.
Number 26, the New York Jets. A guy named Justin Fried works for the Jets extension of Fansided. He actually did a breakdown on Jets Now backup quarterback Trevor Siemian. I'm not even that big of a nerd, Justin. Get a life.
Disagree.
Number 25.
I feel like you would do exactly that if someone paid you to do it.
A written breakdown of Trevor Siemian.
You have an opinion on Trevor Siemian, don't you?
He's a reasonable backup quarterback.
Right, so I'm sure you could turn that into 1,000 words.
Number 25, the New York Giants. Is Gettleman the right man to fix the Giants? That's a headline from ESPN. I can answer for you. No, he's a sad little man. Overcompensating for a lack of a hog who's buried their cap with nearly $75 million in dead money over the last two seasons.
And yet you're passionate about David Gettleman, but you're going to make fun of someone for writing an article about Trevor Siemian. Okay, go ahead.
Number 24, the Baltimore Ravens. Earl Thomas got the deal he wanted in Baltimore, but Chiefs fans are still trying to act like Brett Veach did a good job losing a player to another team. Number 23, the Cincinnati Bengals. Tight end Tyler Eifert got a one-year deal, so he shaved his mullet forever. I doubt that's going to keep your leg from breaking for the seventh time.
I like Tyler Eifert.
Number 22, the Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks have a defensive tackle named Puna Ford. He's one of my favorite players in the NFL now. I just like his name.
You just like saying his first name, don't you?
Yeah. Number 21, the Detroit Lions. Makes my heart warm to know Matt Patricia thinks that all he has to do to fix all of his problems is bring in former Patriots who are clearly going to flop.
God, I hate the Detroit Lions.
Number 20, the Atlanta Falcons. I think Julio Jones should do what Antonio Brown did because he'll never win in Atlanta. I don't give a damn if Matt Ryan's a genuinely good person. Trash him, Julio.
Symmetrical face as well on Matt Ryan.
Yes. Number 19, the Washington R's. R's are interested in trading up to take Ohio State quarterback Dwayne Haskins. I haven't put this out there much, but I actually like that. I think that'd be a fantastic move for the Washington R's. I love Big Dwayne.
That's not funny. That's
number 18. Okay. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers made history by becoming the first NFL team with two female coaches on staff. That a boy, Bruce. Changing the game. Sipping on paint.
What?
Number 17. The Pittsburgh Steelers.
I feel like Bruce is handsy.
I think he's very respectful.
I hope so.
Steelers fans should boycott until they make Big Ben's ugly ass retire. Number 16, the Arizona Cardinals. Teams are contacting the Cardinals about Josh Rosen. Please, God, trade him. I want him to be good so bad, and he will never succeed in your trash hole. Number 15, the Carolina Panthers. Cam Newton told James Corden in an effort to make himself mentally stronger, he quit gambling in January, went vegan in February, and gave up climaxing in March.
What?
Yes.
What a terrible life.
Number 14, the Green Bay Packers.
What?
Instead of the Packers actually trying to make Aaron Rodgers' life better, they signed safety Adrian Amos. Number 13, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Does he do everything and then stop before climaxing?
I guess.
What?
He's just building it all up.
Oh, man. That sucks. What? Come on, Cam.
He said it like it wasn't weird either. He said it like it was a normal thing. He said, we got a bunch of adults in the crowd, you know. For March, I'm giving up climaxing. Number 13, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Seriously, Nick Foles' hog has become the stuff of legends. Number 12.
That's it.
The Chargers. Again, I really hate this time of year where Chargers blogs put out trash like the Chargers are the biggest threat to the Chiefs in the AFC West. Everyone knows that. Number 11, the Minnesota Vikings. Kirk Cousins is on the 2019 most overpaid players list. I don't think he gives a damn about your stupid list with his $84 million guaranteed.
Tell him.
Number 10, the Eagles. I now think the Eagles should build a statue of Nick Foles' hog. Number 9.
Ain't got enough cement.
Miami Dolphins. That's right, Miami Dolphins.
What?
Cracking the top 10.
Why?
Because pretty much, if you're willing to admit that you are straight up tanking and then have a lack of awareness to hire Ryan Fitzpatrick to lead your squad,
sure.
I am all in on watching Fitzmagic to Albert Wilspin next season.
That doesn't seem like fun.
Number 8, the Chicago Bears. The Bears re-signed quarterback Tyler Bray. Once Tyler Bray threw an errant pass at Chiefs practice and I panicked and batted it down on the sideline instead of trying to catch it.
Two hands or one hand?
Two hands.
Yeah, doesn't look cool.
Number 7, the Indianapolis Colts. Yeah, everybody just stared at me. The Colts won't win until Andrew Luck gets Jack Doyle healthy. Number 6, the Houston Texans. Texans signed A.J. McCarron. He still has that stupid giant chest tattoo. Number 5, the New Orleans Saints. I missed this when it happened, but I can't stop laughing about it. Alvin Kamara asking people what flavor gas they put in their car is hilarious.
Flavor.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Just the word flavor.
Yeah.
Number 4, the Kansas City Chiefs. I had no idea people would get so excited about Patrick Mahomes getting paid by a company that makes sunglasses. Number 3.
Oh, we want him to have all the money, apparently.
The Rams. I think they should give Blake Bortles a shot at starting.
Stupid.
Number 2, the New England Patriots. The Patriots supposedly offered the Steelers a better deal for Antonio Brown than Oakland, but the Steelers are cowards. Number one, the Cleveland Browns. I didn't have a Steve's 32 last week, but from this day and forevermore, the Cleveland mother bleeping Browns will be number one on Steve's 32.
Your chance to win an MVP golf card coming up next.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
I'm still floored by that Mitch Morse line, man. Welcome back, Show and Vern. Show's vacation rolls on. He'll be back on Monday, as you just heard, Tuesday from 10 to 2. 17 chances to win a pair of tickets to opening day. We're a week away from opening day. We'll be live from opening day. We'll be live outside of Gate D at Kauffman Stadium. Show and I will be there having a great time. Got a lot of big things planned. Royals fans, tonight at 6 o'clock, it's Cody's Hot Stove, or Royals Hot Stove, with Cody Tapp. They're allowing him to use the Royals logo. Kyle Zimmer will join him. But yeah, Tuesday from 10 to 2, every 15 minutes, we're going to give you a chance to win opening day tickets. So at 10:15, 10:30, 10:45, so on and so forth, 17 pair of tickets to give away to Royals opening day. A lot of news coming down during Steve's 32. First of all, baseball news from Jeff Passan of ESPN. Reigning American League Cy Young Award winner Blake Snell and the Tampa Bay Rays are in agreement on a five-year, $50 million contract extension. Blake Snell, the one that we have talked about, was obviously influenced as a kid. Good for him. Blake Snell, 5 years, $50 million. He is staying in Tampa. In football, Brooke Pryor of the Kansas City Star points out that offensive lineman Jordan Devey, no longer a Chief, he signs a one-year deal with the Oakland Raiders. I'm surprised that didn't come up in Steve's 32.
Rats. Lost Dev.
And man, how about this? This brought to our attention from the Wall Street Journal. Andrew Beaton of the Wall Street Journal reports that the collusion grievances filed by Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reed, the settlement was for less than $10 million. Now, we heard originally, I think it was Mike Freeman was the first to put it out there, sort of, he had it at, I mean, upwards of, it was about $100 million, something in that ballpark, $80 million. It was a ton of money that was first being floated out there that the NFL parted with to end this collusion case with Colin Kaepernick. Man, I gotta read more into this. I haven't had time, but settling for less than $10 million, that isn't the bag, as they say, that I originally was led to believe that Colin Kaepernick and that collusion grievance got out of the NFL. We'll describe that, or we will discuss that on tomorrow's show. Remember, tomorrow, a truncated program, because we are off the air at 12 noon for K-State basketball as they take on UC Irvine. Tip-off at 1 o'clock right here on your home for Wildcat Athletics, 610 Sports Radio. But as promised, right now, it is your chance to win an MVP golf card. The MVP golf card gets you on some of the finest courses in Kansas City, including Heart of America, Swope Memorial, Minor Park, Adams Point, and Sycamore Ridge. Two rounds of golf, $340 worth of golf. We're just giving it away for free right now. Now, if you don't win, you can purchase your MVP golf card online at MVPGolfKC.com. That's MVPGolfKC.com. But right now, eighth caller to 913-576-7610. eighth caller to 913-576-7610, you win a Kansas City MVP golf card.
It's using tubs, using tongue.
What? Oh, yeah. That's Ron the Show Hughley. Whenever we hear a drop of Ron the Show Hughley, that means it's time to update you on the scores around the NCAA tournament. Scores every 10 minutes here on 610 Sports Radio. We got two finals, one upset, one near upset. The 10-seeded Golden Gophers of Minnesota beat Louisville, the 7 seed, 86-76. Elsewhere in the East region, LSU holds on to beat the 14th-seeded Yale Ball Club. Final score 79-74. LSU holds serve against Yale. Games going on as we speak. In the Midwest region, winner could face Kansas in the second round. 5th-seeded Auburn leading 12th-seeded New Mexico State. 45-37, Auburn leads, just underway in the second half. They're at the half. Florida State, Vermont, 4-13 matchup, knotted up at 27 apiece. And just about to get started in Des Moines, a 2-15 matchup, Michigan State and Bradley. Don't forget the guys on the drive. Carrington and Brandon Kiley are both out at winning streaks inside Harris North, Kansas City. So they'll keep you updated on the Michigan State Bradley game, on the Maryland Belmont contest that starts up at 10 after 2, Kansas and Northeastern at 3 o'clock, Marquette and Murray State. In
the
what
Money
might
Shot.
Be. All right, let's finish with the bang. The Money Shot brought to you by Broadway Deli, a mostly Jewish deli for a mostly not Jewish city. It's open in the Crossroads, and it is the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. Serta, I'll be honest with you, I have no idea what to expect tonight. I've been with my fiance for 3-4 years. And we've never been to like I don't know if we've been to a concert like this. We've been to comedy shows together, but we're going to the Justin Timberlake concert. I got him for her birthday.
Nice.
Yeah, right. I enjoy the music, but I'm also 35, and I acknowledged a long time ago that I can't dance well, at least not well enough to do it in public. I don't know how I'm going to be tonight. Like, can you just sit there during a concert like Justin Timberlake? Can I stand without being a...
Do you have seats or do you have floor
No, we got seats.
Seats.
But I don't want to be a knob and just standing there acting like I'm not having... I don't know. I'm really nervous about...
I feel like you can stand there unless she tries to force you to dance and you just don't have
to. I know she's going to dance and she's going to scream and she's going to sing. And I know some of the songs, but even the singing, I don't think that's my scene. I don't know if, I think I'm too self-conscious or too self-aware. Bottom line.
Show and Burn, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at Casey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.